The Gemara says on Daf Samaches and Aleph Itmar, Amochel lifnei Yush, Rav Nachman Amachayev, Rav Sheshes Amachotim. Machlokas Amoroim, what happens if the Gazlan, or the Ganef I should say, sells the Behema before Yush? We know that there's a concept of Tfichu Mechira, that if someone steals Bederat Neva, he's Chayev Kefel. If he steals Bederat Zeil, he's not Chayev Kefel, but if he steals Bederat Neva, he steals secretively, then he's Chayev Kefel. And if Torach HaMachar, if he shechs the behema after the Geneva, or if he sells the behema, so then he's chayev Dalet Behei. So comes Rav Nachman, and he says that the chiyav of Dalet Behei for Mechira is even Lifnei Yush. And Rav Sheshes says, no, you're potter. You dafka have to sell it after Yush in order to be chayev Dalet Behei for Mechira. Rav Nachman Amar Chayev U'Macharo Amar Achmon. Rav Nachman says, what does the Pasuk say? Tvach HaMacharo Shalim Tashlumei Dalet Behei, right? Kiyiv Novi Shara Oseh Tvach HaMacharach Hamisha Bokei Shan Tachas HaShav Abad Sam Tachas HaSeh. So the Pasuk says, Machara. Machara means Mechira Stam. So Rav Nachman says, Mespelma, even if you mocha lifna yush, you could be Chayav Dalet Behei. Machara Amar Rachmana Behazavim, he sold it. Loshna lifna yush, loshna le'acha yush. Rav Sheshes Amar Potter, Chiyuvei le'acha yush, Dahanu Maisa, lifna yush, lohanu Maisa, lo Machayv. Rav Sheshes says, no, the chiyuv of mechira, the chiyuv dalet behei for mechira acha geneva, that's only lacha yush, ahanu maisa, that he accomplished something. Dumi de tficha beinan da ahanu maisa. Mechira has to be dumi de tficha. Yes, it says mechara in the pasuk, but it says utvacha mechara. So from that we see that the mechira has to be dumi de tficha. So ma tficha da ahanu maisa, if he accomplished something through his maisa tficha. So to Mechira, he has to accomplish something. So it says Rav Sheshes, there has to be a kinyan of the lokeach. He has to be selling it after Yush. Before Yush, he paskins that Yush could be lokani. Machlokas Amoraim, Rav Sheshes says Yush could be lokani. Rashi fills you in. The Rav holds Yush could be as kani. Both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes hold that Yush could be as lokani. But the shaila is, do you need a Mechira that's nikna to the lokeach for the ganav to be chayav dal v'hei? Well, do you not need a mechir that's nikna to the lokeach? As long as you do a ma'isa mechir, that's sufficient. So Amar Rav Sheshes, no, Amin Olah, Rav Sheshes said, how do I know my yisod that you need a mechir that an a ma'isa? The Tanya, Amar Rav Yakiba, Mimema, Amar Torah Tavach Umach Mishan Dal Behe, Mimesh Nishtarish Beche. Rav Yakiba says, what's the chiyav Dal Behe? Why did the Torah obligate a ganav in Dal Behe? Because Nishtarish Beche, Vos Meinfas. So Rashi says, Nishtarish Osa Shiroshin Mashma Dahan a ma'isa. Nishtarish b'chet sounds like a hanumai, said he accomplished something. He made shiroshim. He made roots for the chet. He strengthened a chet. Rabbi Akiva says that you chayv dal behei for gona the tavach amocha because nishtarish b'chet. So emas, sefrek Rav Sheshes, emas. What are we talking about? Ilem lifnei yush mi'ika nishtarish. If it's before yush, what's the nishtarish? Well, he was nishtarish b'chet. He made shiroshim. The chayfetz is not nikna to the lokeach. So what's your roshim are there? Elalav l'achar yush. Must be it's achar yush. Dr. Sheshes, don't you see like me that mochar achar geneva is chayv dal v'hei only if it's after yush? Amar Rava, no midnei sheshana v'ched. Rava says Rav Akiva never really meant what you think he means. The words nishtarish v'ched really mean shana v'ched, or maybe the girsa is supposed to be shana v'ched and not nishtarish v'ched. What does shana v'ched mean? It means that that he did another Aveira. Shana, he did two Averas. Instead of just doing Geneva, he also did a Tficha Mechir. That's what he's chayef for, but not because of Nishtarish Bechet. Rav Sheshes believes that the reason why there's a chayef for Tficha Mechir is because Nishtarish Bechet. So he assumes that the Lokeach has to be Kona in order for there to be Nishtarish Bechet. Rav answers, no, maybe it's not Nishtarish Bechet. Maybe Shana Bechet is the Mechayef, that he has a double Aveira. So because he has a double Aveira, that's why he's chayef Dal Bechet. So skipping down a little bit, the Gemara says, "V'af Rabbi Elazar saver chiyuvei lifnei Yushu." Rabbi Elazar also holds that the chiyuvei la'achar Yushu, that the chiyuv is only la'achar Yush, like Rav Sheshes. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, "Teida shestam geneva Yush ba'ilam hu shari Amar Torah tavach u'mach misham v'shlom yavav v'chamishah." Rabbi Elazar says, "You know, I think stam geneva is Yush ba'ilam." We mentioned Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim have a machlokas with the stam zeli Yush ba'ilam, stam neva Yush ba'ilam. Rabbi Elazar says, "I'll bring you a proof that Stam Geneva has to be Yishbar, because the Torah says Tavach Amocha the Ganav pays Dalei Behei V'Dilma Lo Iyayish. Maybe there's no Yush, and without the Yush, how can there be a Chiyuv Dalei Behei? La'av Mishum Da'ami Stam Geneva Yishbar Lomu." Rabbi Elazar says that Stam Geneva must be Yishbar because the Chiyuv of Dalei Behei must be dafka la'acha yush. So it must be that b'stoma, even if we don't know that he was misyayish, we assume that there was a yush. So you see, Rabbi Elazar holds that you need a hanu maisav. Right? The Gemara says b'ferish. Rabbi Elazar and Rav Sheshes both hold that you need a hanu maisav to be chayav dal behei. Rav Nachman says no, that even machro lifnei yush, then it's not a hanu maisav, he can still be chayav dal behei. This is the basic machlokes amaran v'dima. Questions? Okay. So comes Tosfos and is bothered with the kash. Matvicha da hanu maisav. Zoktaisus. Mashma the sover Rabbi Elazar the shine kone da hanu maisav mashma lafuke meshus baidem. Taisus says it sounds like Rabbi Elazar holds that shinui is kone. Shinui is kone if the ganav is mishana the object and he's kone. Why da hanu maisav mashma lafuke meshus baidem dumya da hanu maisav v'nachir. A hanu maisav in the Gemara sounds like you're motzi lechevitz from the rishus baidem. The Lokeach is kone, or something, someone is kone. Just like Ahana Maisa de Mechira means that the Lokeach is kone, Ahana Maisa de Tficha must mean that the Geneva is Yotze Legami Meshus Abaylan. How does that happen? Do Shinu. So if you tell me Rabbi Elazar holds that you need Ahana Maisa de Tficha, so it must be that he holds that Shinu is kone. The Kosha Leperish Rashbam de Mefarish Beper Kama Had Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar Sham Lagana Falagazlan. The Hainul Inim Chas Neveila, the Havid in Exal, Mishim Dlokoni, Lagazlan Bishinami. Says Tosis, it's a kosher, it's difficult, according to the parish of the Rashbam. In the Sugya of Ein Shaman Lagana for Lagazlan, you know, there's a Machloka Samara in there in the Gemara. Shmuel holds that Ein Shaman Lagana for Lagazlan, Rabbi Elazar holds Ein Shaman Lagana for Lagazlan. So why is it that Ein Shaman Lagana for Lagazlan? What does that mean, Ein Shaman? Right? Shmuel says that Shaman lamazik, but ain't shaman lagana for lagazlan. So the Rashbam explains, from the Mefarshim point that it's interesting. Rashi over there also seems to explain this way. Tosis, why does he pick on the Rashbam? Rashbam says it beferish. Right? The Rashbam mentions the idea of shine kone. He links this to Rashbam, but there are other Rishonim who learn like this. That shaman means that if the chayfetz breaks, let's say a person is mazik a chayfetz of someone else, the chayfetz breaks. So what does he do? If the object was worth $100, so does he have to pay $100? You know, there's a chiyav hashava, someone steals something, there's a chiyav hashava, there's a chiyav tashlum. Right? If the object no longer exists, then there's a chiyav tashlum. So if the mazik breaks the object, obviously the object doesn't exist, he can't be meisha the object, but the mazik has to pay, he has to pay for the object. So does he just pay money, or do we say he can give back the shvarim to the bailim? With shaman the pchas nevela, the depreciation of the item that was ruined, whether it's a nevela, if it's a behema, now with shaman the nevela, give the nevela back to the bailim, and then he has to be mashlim, he has to add on. If the nevela is only worth, let's say, $20, so then he has to add on the extra 80. And the same would be true if he broke a chayfetz, that he gives back the shvarim to the bailim and he adds on to the full value of the object. Or do we say, no, that we're not shaman, that he has to pay the full value. He keeps the broken pieces. That's his problem. He keeps the broken pieces, and he has to pay back the full value of the item to the buyer. So Shmuel holds that ain't shaman lagana for lagazlan. We're shaman for a mazik. The mazik only has to pay the extra. He can pay the broken pieces to the nizik, then he pays the extra. But gana for gazlan? No, they have to pay the full value. They keep the broken pieces, they pay the full value. Why is that? Why should the gana for the gazlan be different? The Tosis there explains, Tosis on that Yud Aleph and Aleph, Tosis explains that Ein Shaman Laganav Lagazlan means that the Ganav and the Gazlan are Kone B'Shinui. The Kone, the object B'Shinui. So now if it's broken, that's the ultimate Shinui. Can't use the object anymore, so it's broken. So they're Kone, that object B'Shinui. So if the Bailam don't want the broken pieces, the Ganav and the Gazlan can't give that back to the Bailam and say, well, that's yours. It belongs to you because it's your object. It doesn't belong to the Nigzal anymore, because the Ganif and the Gazlan are Kone B'Shinui. So that's why we're not Shaman the Ganif and the Gazlan, but rather they have to pay the full value. It's all a function of Shinui Kone, of the Rashbam. Right? The Rashbam says that Ein Shaman means that we're not Shaman the Pchas Nevela, because since the Ganif and the Gazlan are Kone B'Shinui, so therefore we're not Shaman the Pchas Nevela, because since they're Kone B'Shinui, so they have to pay the full value. They keep the Shvarim and they pay the full value. So says Tosfos, Rabbi Elazar argues. The Gemara says, Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar holds that Shama Laganav Ulagazman. Rabbi Elazar disagrees with Shmuel. He says that we are Shama Laganav Ulagazman. They don't have to pay the whole value, they just pay the extra. So what does that assume? That assumes that Aganav and Ulagazman are not called a Bishinui. So they can give the broken pieces back to the Ba'ilim. So if that's the case, then there's a stira. Rabbi Elazar over here says that the Chir Dal Vehei is only if a Hanu Maisav, not Ficha da Hanu Maisav, Hav Mechir da Hanu Maisav. And Poshib Shad is that Rabbi Elazar, that Rav Sheshes hold that you need a Kenyan here, that it has to be Yotzei, the Chavetz has to be Yotzei from the Rishus Abayim, or the Behemah has to be Yotzei, so I should say. We're talking about a Behemah here, Dal Vehei is Shor Vesem. That the behemoth of the Yotzis Mishas Abayim completely ben b'mechir ben b'tficha. It sounds like Shinui is Kona, right? If Shinui is not Kona, how is Tficha Hanu Maisa? So how can Rabbi Elazar say that Shama L'ganav L'gazlan? That assumes that he holds that the Gazlan is not Kona b'Shinui. And yet, since he says Matficha Da Hanu Maisa, that sounds like Rabbi Elazar holds Shinui is Kona. It's the Chastir in Rabbi Elazar. Here Shlomo says Taisis the Daka b'Shinui Shena Gazlan also be Adayim lo Koni. Kigon Shemesa HaBehemah. So Tosfos is a chiluk between Shinui de Biyadayim and Shinui de Memela. We've seen this chiluk before, right? Rashi had it. Rashi and Daf Samach Vav and Aleph said that according to Rabbah that Shinui Kona, that's only a Shinui Biyadayim. If the Gazlan does a Shinui Biyadayim, he breaks the item or he changes the item. Gozal Eitzim Vasa and Kalim. He changes the item, so then he's going to be Kona. But a Shinui de Memela, perhaps that's not going to be Kona. So the same way Rashi learned within Rabbah and Samavav that Shinui D'Memeila is not going to be Kone, Rabbi Elazar also might hold that Shinui D'Memeila is not going to be Kone. So that's the Chiluk. Tavicha is a Shinui B'Yadayim. Rabbi Elazar will say their Shinui is Kone. But Shomim L'Ganav L'Gazda, maybe Rabbi Elazar holds Shomim L'Ganav L'Gazda is only by a Shinui D'Memeila where the Gazdan is not going to be Kone B'Shinui. Inami says Tosfos, Ahana Maisa D'Tficha, Ahana Shemachasum and Abaylan, V'lav D'Kone Le, V'lahavi Kahana Maisa D'Mechira. Then Tosis suggests another answer that maybe a Hani Maisa of the Mechir and a Hani Maisa of the Tvich are not the same. Maybe Rabbi Elazar Taka holds that the Ganav is not Kona B'Shina. So how can you say a Hani Maisa? No, a Hani Maisa of the Tvich just means Shemachasrim and Abayim. That he totally is Ma'abe, the item from the Bailim, the Behemoth from the Bailim, that they can't get anything back. Hanu Maisa of the Mechir, Rav Sheshes learned, meant that the Lokeach actually is Kona. But maybe Rabbi Elazar doesn't say Hanu Maisa of Mechir is exactly the same as Tficha. Hanu Maisa of the Tficha is that Mechasim and Abaylam is Ma'abedit from the Abaylam completely. He's not calling him Taka. Right? Tficha and Mechir are not exactly the same. By Mechir, Hanu Maisa means that it's Nikna, that the Lokech actually is Koneid, and it's the Chepetz, the Behem is Yotze from the Rishus Abaylam completely. But Hanu Maisa of the Tficha doesn't mean that the Behem is Yotze from the Rishus Abaylam completely, but rather you're Mechasim. Mechasim and Abayim. Tficha Mechir are not the same regarding Ahana Maisa. Okay, so these are two deis and taisis here. Rabbi Elazar certainly holds that Tficha is Ahana Maisa, but the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean that Shinui is Kone or not? So the first day in Tos says, yes, Rabbi Elazar holds that Shinui is Kone, because Ahana Maisa must mean that the Behem is Yotze from the Rishus Abayim completely. So just like by Mechir, it means that the Lokech is Kone, so too by Tficha means that the Ganef is Kone. But then Tosus offers a different approach, that maybe a Hani Maisa of Tficha does not necessarily mean that the Behem is Yotze from the Rishus Abayim completely. By Mechir, that's what it means, but by Tficha it doesn't mean that. By Tficha just means that you Ma'abe the Behem completely from the Bailam, and that's a Hani Maisa, you accomplish something. And that's enough to be called a Hani Maisa. So the question is, what are these two days arguing about? Does a Hani Maisa have to mean that there's a Kinyan here? That the Behem is Yotze from the Rishus Abayim completely. Through the Geneva, the Behem was not Yotze from the Rishus Abayim because Yush is not Kona. But now, through the Tficha Mechira, the Behem is Yotze from the Rishus Abayim completely. You need that in order to be a Hanu Maisa? Or maybe you can have a Hanu Maisa even if the Behem is not Yotze from the Rishus Abayim completely. But what's the point of contention? The point of Suffolk in the two days and tenses? So perhaps the answer to this question lies in a deeper understanding of the Mechayev of Dalet Mehe in general. Why is it that a Ganav, whose Tavach L'Macher is Chayav Dal Behem? If he does a Ganeva, he's Chayav Kefel, but if he does Tvich HaMachir, then he's Chayav Dal Behem. Why is that? So, it's clear, without a Ganeva, there can't be Tvich HaMachir. The main Ganeva and Tvich HaMachir. We see this in many places. We saw this in the Gemara Ksubis and the Lamedal and Mabez, that Gona v'Tavach b'Shabbos, if someone does a Gneva on Shabbos in a way that comes with the Rabbi Minyan, he can't be Chayav for the Gneva. He said if he's Megara v'Yotze, if he's doing a Mashicha from Rishus HaBailim into Rishus HaRabim, so he's not going to be Kona the object. He doesn't have Kinyone Gneva until he leaves the Rishus HaYachid. And at the same time, he violates Hotzah, so the Chiyuv Shabbos and the Gneva come at the same time, so come with the Rabbi, he's not going to be Chayav for the Gneva. So then if he's Tavach after that, the Gemara says, he's not going to Chayav Da'al Behe either, because the main Gneva ain't Fichon L'chir. So there's no question that Gneva is a T'nai in the Chayav Da'al Behe. Without a Gneva, you don't have a Tvicha Mechira. Tvicha is just a Mazda, it's just Hezek Ba'alma. Shechting a behemoth that belongs to someone else is like a Hezek Ba'alma without a Gneva. Mechira, what's selling someone else's behemoth is just meaningless. It's a meaningless act. If you haven't stolen that behemoth, you can't go sell someone else's property. It's ridiculous. So there is no meaning to Tvicha Mechira without a Gneva. I showed you that if you look in the Mekoros, the Mishnah on the Afayim Beis and Mebeis also says the same thing. It's not just the Gemara in Ksubis. Mishnah says like that. Mishnah says, "Gonav al pishnayim v'tovach hamachar al piyim v'nimtzu zomin v'shalmin akol." That gonav al pishnayim v'tovach hamachar al piyim. If the edim for the tefilah mechira are the same, and they turn into edim zomin, so then they have to pay everything. They pay the alav hay. The gonav al pishnayim v'tovach hamachar al pishnayim acherim. So then we split the Avis. If you have two different kitos, one testifies about the Gneva, one about Tvicha Mechira, and they all are found zomim, so then the first pair pays Kefel, and the other pays the rest, right? Pays Beis Vegim, right? And then at the end of the Mishnah adds that that if Echad min Arishonim zomimin, if one of the first kaf that testified on the Gneva is found to be zomim, the butler kol ha'edus, then you can't be mechayev of anyone. You can't be mechayev the person for da'al behe either. But there are no edus zomim on the tefilah mechira. No, but once you mevatel the edus of Gneva, so then everything falls away. Shemein Gneva in tefilah ve'ein mechira. The Mishnah sets forth the principle that without a Gneva there can't be da'al behe. Because tefilah mechira has to be deboit, it has to be built on a Gneva. So if there is no Gneva, if for some reason we can't be mechayev the person for the Gneva, right? Either it's gone to the Tavach B'Shabbos, come with the Rabbeinu, or the Eidus somehow is Botel, that one of the Eidim became Zomim. See, if you can't be mechayev the Gana for the Gneva, then you can't be mechayev the Alvei for the Tficha either, because the main Gneva ain't Tficha Mechir. But the question is, now that you have the Gneva, and on top of the Gneva we have a Tficha Mechir, so what's the mechayev the Alvei? What exactly obligates the person to pay the Alvei? One way to look at it is that it's exeris hakosav, that you chayev to pay for the maisa tficha mechira. For that maisa, the fact that you did the avera tficha mechira, obviously after a geneva, the fact that you did a tficha mechira after the geneva, so that's mechayev yudal behay. That's one way to look at it. But the other way to look at it is that the chiyuv for dalet behay is not for the maisa tficha mechira. It's really for the geneva itself. Right, the fact that you're not chayav da'al behe on a tficha mechira, unless it comes after a geneva, that's megala, that's a simen ladavra, that the real chiyav is not for the etzem ma'isa tficha mechira, but rather it's for the geneva. It's just through the tficha mechira you're being mosif, you're being mamshich that ma'isa geneva. You're extending the ma'isa geneva, you're deepening the ma'isa geneva, and it's for the tosefes on the ma'isa geneva that you're going to be chayav. But the mechayav really is the geneva itself. A ganav who steals, he's chayiv karen. And if he steals a davar hamitaltel, the guf omamun, he steals something movable, which is guf omamun as opposed to shtoris, then he's chayiv kefil too. If he doesn't steal davar hamitaltel, the guf omamun, he steals karga, he steals avodim, he steals a shtar, he's chayiv kefil for gneva. There are certain rules. A maisa gneva is mechayiv karen. But then if you steal something specific, if you go nev davar hamitaltel, the guf omamun, then there's a chayiv kefil as well, for the maisa gneva. And if you do Tficha Mechira, then the Geneva itself is now Mechayev Yudalet Behen. It becomes a Geneva Chamura. The Chiyev is not for the Tficha Mechira. It just happens to be a Tanai that you need a Geneva in order to be Chayev Dalet Behen Tficha Mechira. No Fakar. The Mechayev is the Geneva. It's just there is a Tanai that you need Tficha Mechira for the Geneva to be Mechayev Yudalet Behen. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in his Kovitz Biurim, second Chalik of the Kovitz Biurim, on Baba Kama in Osnun Hey, he wants to suggest that that's the Machlokas Amoraim in Agibar. But the Lechir Dal Vehei is the Nishtarish Bechei of Rishon Adachim. If you mocher lifnei yush, Rav Nachman assumes what? Rav Nachman assumes that if you mocher lifnei yush, you're chayv. Because he claims that Shon Adachim is sufficient. What does he hold? The Bukhana wants to suggest, Rav Nachman assumes that the Machayev for Dalet Vehei is the Maisa Tfil Mechim. The Shon Adachim. You did an Avera of Gneva, now you do an Avera of Tfil Mechim. It's a second Avera, and for that second Avera, you're going to be chayv Dalet Vehei. If Sheshes argues and he says no, if you mocha lifnei yush, you're going to be potter, because the chiyuv dal v'hei is for nishtarish b'chet. And what does nishtarish b'chet mean? The Bochanan explains nishtarish b'chet means that you deepened the ma'isa g'neiva. You made sharoshim. You made roots. You embellished. You enhanced. You extended the ma'isa g'neiva. And you chayiv not for shana b'chet, not just because there's a bazundera avera. There's a second avera over here. But rather because you were mosif on the Issa Geneva, you were mosif on the Maisa Geneva that you did. You were gomer the Geneva, right? You completed the Geneva by being mosi the behema from the Rishus Habayim completely, right? That's you completed the Geneva by being mosi the behema from the Rishus Habayim, and that's the Machayev of Dalet Vehei. That's the Machokis, he says. Machlokas whether the Machayev Dalet Vehei is Nishtarish Bechet or Shana Bechet, that's this issue. If you hold it Shana Bechet, that means that the Machayev is the Tzvicha Mechira, the extra Aver that you did. But if you hold Nishtarish Bechet, then the Machayev is the Maisa Gneva, which you are adding to, which you are embellishing and enhancing, in a negative way, obviously, right? That you're extending the Maisa Gneva to the Tzvicha Mechira. The MS is it's not muchrich to say that this shaila, whether the machayev v'dalet v'hei is the tficha mechira, it's just a tnai that you need a gneva, or machayev is really the ma'isa gneva, it's just a tnai that you need a tficha mechira. It's not muchrich to say that this is the machlokas of shana b'chet or nishtarish b'chet. Because the MS we find rishonim that seem to learn the other way in each one of the tzedakim. Right? This chakira, this question, certainly is there, right? It's there in the Mefarshim, but to say Rebbe Chanan's pshat, that it's muchruch, that the machlokas of Shana Bechet and Shtarish Bechet, even though it really sounds like that's what the Shaila is all about, right? That the whole Shaila is whether the Machayev is the Gneva or the Tficha Mechira, it's not muchruch to say like that. What do I mean? The Rambam seems to take a stand on this issue. How does the Rambam paskin in the machlokas Amaroim, where the mochel lifnei yush is chayev apotah? So how does he pass him? Does he pass him like Rav Nachman or like Rav Sheshes? Does he pass him that Mocha Lefna Yush is Chayev or Potter? Chayev, exactly, Rav Nachman. Rambam in Ilchas Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hezayin, yeah? Yes, Haganav Shagonav Etavach HaMocha Lefna Yush Ba'al Malvish Lokon HaLokeach. The Rambam says that Mocha Lifnei Yush, even though Lokech is not going to be Kone anything, the Geneva goes back to the Bailin. Because it still belongs to the Bailin, right? The Ganav still is Chayav Dal Vehei for that Machir. So the Rambam clearly paskins what? Nishtarish Bechet or Shona Bechet? Shona Bechet. Right? Shona Bechet definitely means that the Lokech doesn't have to be Kone. That's clear. That's clear from the Gemara. Nishtarish Bechet means that he has to be Kone. That's what it sounds like. And Shana Bechet means that even if he's not Kone, even if Mocha Lefnei Yush, he still is going to be Chayav. So it sounds like the Rambam is paskening Shana Bechet. So Rebbe Chanan would seem to be forced to say that the Rambam holds what? That the Machayev is Tzvicha Mechira, or the Machayev is the Gneva with the Tnai of Tzvicha Mechira? What do you think? Machayev is the Maisa Tzvicha Mechira. Machayev should be the Maisa Tficha Mechira. Achar Gneva. Right? Not that the Machayev is the Maisa Gneva. Mitnai Shiyesh Tficha Mechira. It sounds like, you know, semantics, that you're just looking at different sides of the coin, but there's a very big difference between the two. Right? Are you Chayev for the Tficha Mechira itself? It just happens to be a Tnai that you need a Gneva, because if not, then there's no meaning to the... The tficha is just a hezek ba'alma, the mechira is a meaningless act. Or the pshat, no, you're chayav for the ma'isa g'neva. Because through the Tzvichah Mechira, now you've deepened and you've extended the Ma'aseh Neir. So according to Rebbe Chanan, you'd imagine that the Rambam should hold that the Mechayev Dal Vehei is the Tzvichah Mechira. Problem is, there are two Rambams that seem to say not like that. Well, maybe even three Rambams. What do I mean? Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Paragal of Halacha Vav, writes as follows. Tashlumei kevel noagim bakol, chutz mi se v'shor, shaboni v'zashor, o esaseu, tvocha o'mocha, mishalim alaseh tashlumei abov, yalashor tashlumei chamish. The Rambam sets forth in Paragal of Halacha Vav the basic din of Dalet Hei. Right, that someone who's gonev an object, someone who's gonev something, is chayev kefa. For anything, not just shavaseh. But if he's gonev shavaseh, then tvocha o'mochar, then he's chayev dalet hei. Right? But the lashon of the Rambam is tashlumei kefel anoeg in everything except for shor v'seh. First glance, that lashon of the Rambam is very strange. Tashlumei kefel is not noeg b'shor v'seh. It is noeg b'shor v'seh. Right? If you steal a shor v'seh, if you're not tavach u'machar, you chayev kefel for that. And if tavach u'machar, you're not chayev kefel, you chayev kefel plus l'chor. No? You chayev kefel for the geneva. And Yechayev Beis V'Gimel for the Tzvichah Mechira. Now, from the Rambam, you get the impression that Tashlumei Kefel is not noeg b'shor v'seh if Tavach U'machar. What does that mean? L'chora Tavach U'machar, Tavach U'machar, the Chiyav of Dalet V'Hei, the Chiyav of Beis V'Gimel, above and beyond Kefel, that there's a new Mechayev for that. The Mechayev for Kefel is the Ma'aseh Gneiva, and the Mechayev for the extra Beis V'Gimel is the Ma'aseh Tzvichah Mechira. You're not chayev kefel for Tzvichah Mechira, you chayev kefel for the Geneva. You chayev the extra, you chayev the Beis V'Gimel for the Shor V'Seh, for the Tzvichah Mechira, not for the Geneva. So what's the Rambam talking about? That there's no kefel when a person is gonev Shor V'Seh and he's Tzvichah Mechira? Of course there's kefel. There's kefel, but there's also Beis V'Gimel. There's the Dalet Dehei, which is really the Beis V'Gimel, Bochum Ya Kefel. What's the Rambam saying? So L'chora, what the Rambam seems to be alluding to is that what's the Mechayev for Dalet Vehei? Not the Tzvichah Mechira. Mechayev for Dalet Vehei is the Geneva. It's the Ma'aseh Geneva that's Mechayev Dalet Vehei. So if someone steals a Shor V'Seh and he's Tzvichah Mechira, that's not a Chiyav of Kefel. That's the Geneva's Mechayev Kefel without the Tzvichah Mechira. And with the Tzvichah Mechira, the Geneva is Mechayev Dalet Vehei. Right? It's the Geneva that's going to be Mechayev. If you assume that the Mechayev for Dalet Vehei is the Tzvichah Mechira, so it doesn't make any sense to say that there's no Chiyav Kefel. The Chiyav Kefel is for the Geneva. The Chiyav for the Beis V'Gimel is for Tzvichah Mechira. The Rambam is trying to bring out the point that it's the Geneva that's Mechayev both Kefel and Dalet Vehei. It just depends what you do. If you steal a Shor V'Seh Stam, then you Chayev Kefel for that. But if you steal a Shor V'Seh and Tzvichah Mechira, then you Chayev Dalet Vehei for that. It's the Geneva that's Mechayev everything. It's all one Chiyuv. It's all one Chiyuv. And that's why the Rambam doesn't say that Tzvichah Mechira is a new Chiyuv. It's not a new Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv that the Geneva puts on you if there's a Tzvichah Mechira afterwards. This is one Rambam that seems to imply that the Mechayev of Dalet Vehei is really the Ma'aseh Geneva. The second Rambam is in Paragil on Halacha Yud Beis, of Hilchos Geneva. Rambam there writes, "Ish nimka b'nevasa v'loha isha v'davas v'nipik ha'kabola." We know that if someone steals, he doesn't have what to pay, so he sold as an eved, as an eved ivri. So there's a gzeras hakasav, it's a kabola. It's a kabola that a man is sold b'nevasa, but not a woman. Continues the Rambam, V'ein agan of nimker ala b'keren, avu b'kevel, v'tashlumi abba v'chamisha, eino nimker, ela hareza olav chov achiyashi. Says the Rambam, similarly, a person can be sold as an eved ivri only for the keren, but not for the kevel, not for dalet vehei. The pasuk says, v'nimker b'gnevasa, v'darshin b'gnevasa v'lo b'kfeila. That for the ikar gneva one is sold, but not for kevel. Kevel is not the ikar chiyur of gneva, so therefore he's not going to be sold for the kevel. So zok the Rambam, a person can be sold only for the Geneva, but not for Kefel, not for Dalet Vehei. So this is quite fascinating. The limud v'nimka b'gnevasa v'lo b'kfeilo seems to be saying that you're sold, person is sold for the ikar chi of Geneva, for the keren, not for the Kefel. If we assume that the Mechayev for Dalet Vehei is the Tzricha Mechira, what's the Havamir that you should be sold for Dalet Vehei? Should we assume that a person should be sold into slavery if he's Masik as Chaver? He's Masik someone else, he's sold as an Ebbe? Of course not. He's only sold B'gnei. So what's the Havamir that I would need a Drosha? That I would need to say that a person can't be sold for Dalet Vehei as well? The Drosha really is B'gnei Boso V'lo B'kfeilo. The Drosha is not about Dalet Vehei. The Rambam is... He's not going to be sold for Kefil nor for Dalet Vehei. What is it about the Ed? He's not sold for Dalet Vehei. Of course, he's not sold for Dalet Vehei. The Machayim of Dalet Vehei is Tzvicha Mechira. Is there any Havamina that a person should be sold for anything but Gneva? The Chora person is only sold for the Gneva. So Kefil, we understand. The Machayim for Kefil is the Maisa Gneva. If you steal a certain item, it's Dav Ramitalto, the Gufa moments, and then you can be Chayiv Kefil. And it's the Gneva that's Machayim for Kefil. I have a Havamina. Maybe you should be sold as an Eved Ivri, even for the Kefil. Because it's also a chiv that comes from the Gneva. But what's the Havmina? You should be sold as an Eved for Dalet Vehei. The Mechayev for Dalet Vehei is Tzvicha Mechira. It's not the Gneva. Okay, yeah, there's a Tanai. You need a Gneva. Without a Gneva, you can't get the first base. But the reality is, the Mechayev is Tzvicha Mechira. So what's the Havmina? You should be sold as an Eved. Rav Gusman, in his Kuntras HaShirim and Kedushim, wants to suggest that from this Rambam as well, you see, the Mechayev of Dalet Vehei is the Maisa Gneva. It's just it becomes a ma'isa g'neiva of chamura through the tficha mechira. So that's the havamina, the zelba havamina that you'd have, the same havamina you'd have that the ganah should be sold as an eved ivri for kefil, you have for dalet vehei. That you think that every chiv of g'neiva, the person can be sold as an eved in order to pay up. So just like I'd have a havamina, you should be sold as an eved to pay up the kefil, I'd have a havamina, you should be sold for dalet vehei too, because the mechayev dalet vehei is the ma'isa g'neiva. The Kamashwalan that the drosha that he can only be sold for the Iker Chiyuv of Gneva, not for the extra Chiyuv of Gneva. So just like he's not sold for Kefil, he's not going to be sold to pay Dalet Vehei. But again, from the Lashon of the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam feels you need the drosha to exclude Dalet Vehei from the Chiyuv to be sold as an Eved Ivri, that seems to imply that the Rambam holds the Mechayev for Dalet Vehei is the Maisa Gneva. And finally, I saw in the Sefer Anfei Erez, I think we've quoted that at least once in the Jum's Mashiach. The Anfei Erez points out that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos also seems to imply such a yisum. The Mechayev for Dalet Vehei is the Maisig name. Why? Rambam in Mitzvos Losa Sein Mitzvah Reish Mem Dalet says, She is Yiranu Shalom Lignov Mama. There's an issa not to steal. Hu Amro Yisala Lo Signovo. Lo signovo is the azhara for goniv mam. Zok the Rambam v'ha'over alav zeh hu chayev l'shalem mashe zochar akosif im tashlume keifel o tashlume arba v'chamisha o l'hoshet ker v'dam. Says the Rambam, someone who's over the iser lo signovo, the iser to steal, the iser gneva, that he has to pay. What does he pay? Well, it depends. The Torah says it depends on the circumstances. Sometimes he's only chayev ker, and sometimes he's even chayev keifel. Sometimes he's even chayav dalet vehei. I convert. It sounds from the Rambam, what's the mechayav dalet vehei? Not the tficha mechira. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about tavach amach over here. He doesn't say any word of tficha mechira. So chara pella. The chayav to pay dalet vehei is not just because you stole. It's if you stole, but you did something afterwards. You were tavach amach afterwards. So if the mechayav dalet vehei is tficha mechira, then the Rambam should have said that it's tficha mechira that's the mechayav for Dalet Vehei. Now, okay, the Pasuk doesn't say that there's an Isser of Tficha Mechir. The Rambam is talking about mitzvahs Asay, and mitzvahs Los Asay over here. So I hear, but still, to say that the Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei is for the Lav of Lo Signovu, it's not really for the Lav of Lo Signovu. Kefil is for Lo Signov. But Dalet Vehei is for Tficha Mechir after a Gneva. The Gneva is just a Tanai Ba'alma. That's not the Mechayiv. So the Anfer is name. You see from the Rambam that the Mechayev of the Dalet Vehei is the Gneva. It's just is it tonight that you need a Tzvicha Mechira for that Gneva to be embellished and to be deepened to the extent that it becomes a Gneva Chavura and it's going to be Mechayev Dalet Vehei. Okay, so we see from at least three Rambams that the Rambam holds, even though the Mechayev of Dalet Vehei is Shona Bechet, right, that Mochar Lifnei Yush is going to be Chayev. Nevertheless, the Rambam learned Shona Bechet that by doing another Aver, by doing Tficha Mechira, you now created a Gneva Chamura, you're going to be Chayiv for the Issa Gneva that you did, for the Gneva that you did, right? So to say that Shona Bechet must mean that that the mechayev dal vehei is not the gneiva, it's just the ma'aseh ticha mechira. Within the Rambam, it doesn't seem to work. Right? It's mistaber. Rebbe Chanan's idea that the machlokas nishtarish b'chayv shana b'chayv is what the mechayev dal vehei is very nice, it's very glatt, it's very beautiful. It's not muchuk, because according to the Rambam, you could hold shana b'chayv, and nevertheless, you'll still hold that the mechayev dal vehei is the ma'aseh gneiva. The fact that you turn the ma'aseh gneiva into a gneiva chamura through the tefillin. Similarly, you could go the other way as well. You could say that the mechayev dal vehei is nishtarish b'chayv, and yet what does nishtarish b'chayv mean? It doesn't mean that you chayev for the gneiva. It doesn't mean that you made shoroshim to the issa gneiva, that you embellished and deepened the issa gneiva. No. Nishtarish b'chet might mean ahani ma'isa, that the ma'isa that you did now, the tficha mechira that you did now, has extra meaning. Right? You did a strong ma'isa now that accomplishes something. Not that you deepened the original ma'isa gneiva. That's not necessarily what nishtarish b'chet means. But rather, nishtarish b'chet could mean that you did something irreversible. You did something that accomplished. Right? Your mice accomplished something in this behema that now you've damaged the behema. You've done something to the behema that you can never return the behema to the Bible. It's not so much that you were motzi the behema completely from the Rishas HaBayim, that you deepened the mice gneiva. No, maybe that's not the pshat. The pshat is that your action of Tficha Mechira itself accomplished something that now you can't give the item back to the Bible. So this idea, this approach seems to be what the Shita Mekubetzes quotes. Shita quotes to Rabbeinu Yeshaya on our sugi on Samaches. Rabbeinu Yeshaya is the same kasha as Tosis, that Rabbi Elazar on Dafir Aleph seems to hold that Shina is not common. And yet he says that Matficha da hanu maisa v'af mechir da hanu maisa. Dachas, dachas sira. So the Yeshlomar, the Shita quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who says, the hodakam matficha shina chozeres, lamishim de konilo. Matficha shen chazeres, matficha da hani ma'isav doesn't mean the konila. Ela hachim yirusha. Matficha da hanu ma'isav she'en chazeres moshe hoisa da halo efshar. Just like tficha is a hanu ma'isav, that it's irreversible, it's en chazeres. You can't bring it back to life once it's shechted. Af mechira da hanu ma'isav she'en chazeres da hainu la'achayir. So too mechira has to be en chazeres. It has to be irreversible, that you're not going to be able to give it back to the Bialim, because someone else is going to become... Right? Mechira she'en chazeres means that the lokei atake is kone. Right? That's mechira she'en chazeres. You can't bring it back to the Bible. But tficha doesn't have to be that someone is kone, that the ganav is kone. No, even if the ganav is not kone. Even if you say that shina is not going to be kone for the ganav, it doesn't matter. As long as it's ein chazeres, as long as you did a maisa that the damage is irreversible, that's called a hani maisa. You accomplished something. What did you accomplish? If you weren't kone, right? You didn't complete the geneva. The completion of the geneva means that someone acquired the item completely, and now it's totally outside of the Rishus Abayim. But if Shimei is not going to be kone, then you haven't taken the item completely out of the Rishus Abayim. It still belongs to them. It's just broken. After Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Ahana Maisa doesn't necessarily mean that you've been motzi, the behema, completely from Rishus HaBayim. No, it's that you've accomplished something with your Maisa. You've done something irreversible. You've done irreversible damage to this behema. That's Ahana Maisa. Not that you've completely taken the behema out of the Rishus HaBayim, but you've accomplished something in this Maisa itself. That's what it means, Nishtarish Bechet. Not that you made Shoroshim to the Gneva, but the Maisa that you've done now, the Maisa Tficha that you've done now, has a Shorosh to it. It's something significant because you can't reverse it. You can't take it away. That's what Ahana Maisa means. L'chora, that's what Tosis in the second day was alluding to as well. Tosis says 2 days whether Ahana Maisa means dafka kone, that just like by Mechira, Ahana Maisa means that the lokeach was kone, so too Tvicha has to mean Ahana Maisa that the ganav is kone, that Tushina is kone. According to that approach, however, the first day in Tosis is assuming that the Mechayev HaTvicha Mechir is the Maisa Gneva. Ahani Maisa must mean that the Maisa Gneva is completed through Shina Kone. That through the Tvicha, Shina is Kone. And now the Behem is Yotzei from the Rishus HaBayim completely. And that will complete the Maisa Gneva. It's Sharoshim, doing Sharoshim to the Maisa Gneva itself. Because the Mechayev is the Maisa Gneva. But the second day in Tosis is saying, no, Ahani Maisa doesn't necessarily mean that someone is Kone. By mechira, that's what it means, because if no one is kona, then you really haven't accomplished something with your maisa. But by tvicha, you can accomplish something with your maisa, even if no one is kona. Rabbi Elazar might hold that Shini is not kona, the god is not going to be kona through the tvicha. But the reality is that through the tvicha, you've been mechaser, the behema, from the bialim completely. Now they've lost the thing completely. You can't bring it back to them. So that's enough to say, ahani maisa, Leinian said that you'll be chayav dal behem. Because the mechayav of dal behem, according to the second antithesis, is not the maisa gneiva. It's the maisa tvicha mechira. It's the fact that you did something significant in your maisa of tvicha mechira. So there's no need for there to be a kinyan in order to be chayav dal behem, because the goal of kinyan is to complete the maisa gneiva. But if the mechayav of dal behem is not the completion of the maisa gneiva, but rather a maisa gneiva that's a significant maisa after a maisa tvicha mechira, excuse me, that's a significant maisa after maisa gneiva. Right, it happens to be after maisa gneiva, but the maisa gneiva is not the mechayev. The mechayev is the maisa tvicha mechira itself, as long as that maisa is significant. So even if there's no kinyan that's accomplished through the maisa tvicha mechira, as long as you've done something through the maisa, something significant through the maisa, irreversible damage that's been done through the maisa, it's enough to be mechayev dal behem for the maisa tvicha mechira. Okay, so this could be what the two deis and tosafos are disagreeing about. What is the mechayev for dal behem? Is it the maisa gneiva, the fact that you've completed the gneiva, you've added to the gneiva through the tvicha mechira? If that's the case, then lechora you should need a kinyan. Or should we say that the mechayev for dal behem is the maisa tvicha mechira? Because that's a significant maisa. Of course, there is a tanai, it has to come after a gneiva, but the mechayev is the maisa tvicha mechira. As long as you've accomplished something through that maisa, that you've damaged the behema irreversibly, even if the ganav is not kona the behema through that tvicha, doesn't matter. You'll still be chayev dal behem for that maisa tvicha mechira itself. There are several other issues that might hinge on this question: what the mechayev dal behem might do, whether it's the maisa gneiva or it's the maisa tvicha mechira. Let me just share one more with you. Okay, one more issue that might hinge on this question. There are a few more, but let's just share one more. Very interesting, you know. The Gemara of Ayin Chesem Adbeis. Gemara at the bottom, three lines from the bottom, quotes the Shaila. Boy, Rav Papa, gonva kota umachra mahu. Let's say a person steals a behema, then he cuts off one of its limbs, and then he sells it. So there's a gneiva and there's a mechira. So you're thinking valid behema. Comes your papa and he has a suffix. Is there a chiyuv dal behem there? Ma, mi amina mai deganav halozavim. Should we say that you didn't sell everything that you stole? You stole a full behemoth, but you only sold 95% of the behemoth because you cut off the limbs. You didn't sell the whole behemoth that you stole. O dilma mai deganav haloshia. Or should we say that what you sold, you didn't leave anything over from the geneva? You sold everything that you had left from the gneiva. So then you should be chayav dal behem. Nochamal, should we say that since you didn't sell the whole behema that you stole, there's no chayav dal behem? Or should we say that since you sold everything that you had left from the gneiva, there should be a chayav dal behem? So lechora, the whole Gemara seems a little bit difficult. If you hold that shin rikona, so you will mishana the behema by cutting off the leg of the behema. Right? So, if you mishana the behema, so then shalom utaveh, shalom amocha. We have the Gemara in a number of places that says that you can only be chayiv dalet behef of tvicha mechira if you're not calling the behema beforehand. Right? The ganav steals the behema and tavach umocha, so then he's chayiv dalet behef. But if he steals the behema and then somehow he's calling the behema in the interim and then he does a tvicha mechira, then he's not going to be chayiv dalet behef. The classical example of that is, let's say Yush is calling it. If you hold Yush kadi kani, so then Gonav, and then the Bailam are Messiah, and then he's Tavach HaMochah, he's not Mechayev Dal Behem for that, because Shalom HaTaveh, Shalom HaMochah. He's Taveh HaMochah, his own Behemah, he's not Taveh HaMochah, the Behemah of Genuva, the Behemah of the Nignav. So what's your Papa mistopping about? Well, what's this whole suffix here? Gonva Kata Umochra, are you Chayev Dal Behem or not? Avadi not Mechayev Dal Behem, Shalom HaTaveh, Shalom HaMochah. So that's the Tosis Ritz Kash. Tosis Rid. He says, "I kasha v'hakish akata kenar b'shinei maisa v'chikamazben didei kamazben." Maybe you'll ask that if he's kata, if he cuts off the leg of the behemoth, so then he did a shini maisa, so then bidei ukamaz, but shalom tovei, shalom mocha, how can it be achiyav dal behemoth? Well, tshuva, zok the Torah says, read, lo yechoshev ze shini, shaguf nishak moshalai, velo nishtana, elo shachisem imenu eivir echad. That's not a shinui. You should just realize this is not a shinui. You haven't really changed the behemoth significantly enough. You've cut off a limb. I mean, that's pretty significant. But it's not enough of a shinui that you're going to be kona the behemoth. A shinui, for the din of shinui kona, is a significant change. You know, gozel eitzim basan kelim. It's a transformation. You stole eitzim, you stole wood, you make kelim out of it. That's a transformation. So that's a significant shinui. But you have a transformation. So the behemoth is a cripple, but it's still a behemoth. You haven't really changed the behemoth. Right? You haven't changed the behemoth. That's not enough of a shinui to be called a behemoth. That's the Tosfos. Okay, so we can understand where the suffix can get off the ground. How can Rav Papa have a suffix whether there's a chiyav dal behemoth? Because he's not going to be called a shinui. But the question is, what taka is the suffix? What's Rav Papa and the topic about? Is there a chiyav dal behemoth? No chiyav dal behemoth. So the Gemara formulates it that what you stole, you didn't sell everything that you stole, or you didn't leave over something from the sale. You sold the whole behemoth that's left. What's the suffix? Well, what's he saying? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and Kovitz Shirim Chelik Aleph. We have both Chalokim over here in today's Shir. Kovitz Biurim and Chelik Beis and Kovitz Shirim Chelik Aleph. So Kovitz Shirim and Os Ayin Zayin, he wants to suggest, you know what the suffix is? The suffix revolves around the Shiloh that we raised today. What's the Mechayev Adal Behe? If you assume the Mechayev Adal Behe is the Maisa Tzvicha Mechira, it's just there's a Tanai that it has to come after a Geneva. So then should you be Chayev in this case? What do you think? Gon V'kota U'macha. You stole a Behema, cut off the leg, and then you sold it. So should you be Chayev if the Mechayev is the Maisa Tzvicha Mechira? A Maisa Tzvicha Mechira that comes after a Geneva. So here you have a Maisa Tzvicha Mechira. On a behemoth, that's leg was cut off. Right? So should it be a chiyuv dal behe? Of course. Why not? You did it. You did the neva. You did a tzvicha mechira on a behemoth. The mechayiv of tzvicha mechira is the mechayiv dal behe is the ma'aseh tzvicha mechira. It's just isn't tonight that this tzvicha mechira can't occur on stam an animal. It has to occur on an animal that was ganav. Is the animal ganav? Yes. It happens to be that you stole an animal with an extra leg. Not with an extra leg, with all four of its legs, right? And when you did the Tzvich Mechira, you didn't have all of the legs of the Behema there, but the reality is you did a Maisa Tzvich Mechira on a Behema HaGnuva. So if you did the Maisa Tzvich Mechira on a Behema HaGnuva, right? If you did a Maisa Mechira, let's say, right? That's what the suffix is going on. It's not going on Tzvich. If you did a Maisa Mechira on a Behema HaGnuva, so then you should be Chayev for that Maisa Mechira. That's the second side of the suffix. Ma dezovin holoshir, you weren't mishayer anything. If you left something over, if you only sold half the behema, so then you could say that your mechira is not on a behema genuva, right? It's not on a behema genuva because part of the behema genuva is not sold. But as long as you're selling the whole thing, you're doing a complete mechira on what you have, then maybe that's sufficient to be chayav dal behe because you're doing a mechira on a behema genuva. But if you assume that the Mechayev Dal Behei is the Maisa Gneva, Maisa Gneva, but tonight that there's a Tficha Mechira, so it could be that if you're not selling everything, if you're not selling everything that you stole, so then the Gneva can't be Mechayev Dal Behei. The Gneva's Mechayev Dal Behei becomes the Gneva Chamura. So the same item that you stole has to be the item that you sold in order to become that Gneva Chamura. So if you're not selling everything that you stole, that's not a Gneva Chamura because you're not doing a Mechira on the entire Dover Havan. If you hold that the Mechayev Dal Behe is the Maisa Tzvicha Mechira, but tonight it is a Gneva, so it could be that you will be Chayev Dal Behe even if you were Koteya, even if you cut off the leg of the animal. Because the reality is you sold everything that you have left, you sold an item that is gone off. But if you hold that the Mechayev Dal Behe is the Maisa Gneva, so then the only time that Tzvicha Mechira is going to be Mechayev Dal Behe is if you're selling the entire Behema Hagonav. If not, what's going to be Mechayev? The fact that I did a Mechira on a Davar Hagonav, that's not enough to do a Mechira on a Davar Hagonav. I need the gneiv itself to be mechayev me. But if this is not the entire behemoth that I stole, so then I'm not going to be chayev dal gnei for that mechira that's occurring after the davar avon. That's the way Rebbe Chanan wants to learn this topic. It's not quite what the lashon of the Gemara is, but you can work it into the lashon. The Gemara says, "My degana holozovin." That's assuming the mechayev is the ma'aser gneiv. So since you didn't sell everything that you were going in, then they can't be a chayev. The Madazavin Holoshir, the other side is that the fact is you did a mechira on a davragonav. If you left over a little bit of the davragonav, then you didn't do a mechira on a full davragonav. But if you were mocher everything that you stole, so as long as you did a mechira on a davragonav, then there will be a mechayev of dal behei, because you do have a mechira. You do have a mechira, but tonight, right, you fulfilled the tonight that you stole. And you fulfill the and you have the ikar mechayev, because the ikar mechayev d'alahei is not so much the gneiva per se, but rather the mechira that comes after the gneiva.